to the blockchain.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Henry Raine Show here on WWPR 1490 AM. Heard every Monday, immediately following Talking Markets Show, the two-hour block of financial investment and power here on WWPR 1490 AM, Tampa Bay. Catch that every Monday or on demand on the way of your choice. Well, this is your weekly roundup of Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, blockchain news, talk, more. And what happened this week? Well, Tron CEO Justin Sun couldn't attend the lunch on Thursday with finance magnate Warren Buffett because of kidney stones.
Not he's Warren, too young.
Not Warren Buffett's kidney stones, Justin Sun's.
I don't believe it.
Well, you know, when you're that young, you recover really fast to make it to the YouTube influencers party that afternoon.
Yeah.
So it was a medical miracle.
I tell you, my mother's had him one time, and there was no way, absolutely not, no way. I don't believe it.
Well,
I'm throwing it out there. No way.
Chinese medicine. Back, Bitcoin futures platform closing in on a quarter three launch date. Take it to the bank.
What now? Say that again.
Back, you know.
It's back?
It's back and it's coming, both, for quarter three.
I thought it was quarter two.
That was back then. It's in the future.
We're back to the future.
Yes. Back to the futures, quarter three.
All right.
And a new study finds that 83% of American investors would consider a preliminary investment in Bitcoin.
So wait, hold on. There's 300 million Americans, right?
No, we were talking American investors.
Okay, so let's say there's 30 million.
No, there's more than that.
Well, how many million would you say?
Well, you've got all those people with their 401ks. So
let's say 80 million to be conservative.
Yeah,
50 million to be conservative. So if everybody bought $1,000 worth. Yeah. I mean, wow, that'd be a lot of money.
Yeah.
And move the market cap.
And the Internal Revenue Service is sending letters to 10,000 digital currency holders.
That's it?
And when they do that, they play this in the background. A little anticlimactic, but of course that's the theme to Talking Markets. We have one half of Talking Markets with Mark and Andrew here. We have the Andrew half.
Absolutely.
The Andy half. And
loving it.
Our half.
Yeah, I mean, Bitcoin's not doing nothing, so I'm happy.
What area is it right now?
It's hanging at 9,500 level all day long.
Is it at least 9,500?
9,530 right now.
Oh, well, that's like $30 up.
That's it.
We're moving the market.
I'm happy with it.
Everybody buying their $10 worth.
That's right. That's right. Imagine when it hits TD Ameritrade and E-Trade. That's just going to be nuts.
You know, imagine where it goes after we hold the Bradenton, Sarasota Bitcoin cryptocurrency meetup Thursday at 6 p.m. That's August 1st.
And everyone sells their altcoins.
We can hope.
I have a feeling we weren't going to show up.
Well, we got some new people that say they're going to show up. Yeah,
okay,
we got new members.
I like that.
And new RSVPs. And
I like that.
Of course, you always got to worry on meetup.com when somebody RSVPs. Worry on Facebook, too, if they RSVP.
See, I thought meetup.com was like a dating site.
They have some meetups for that, too.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got bipolar singles.
The Viagra Network. Viagra Networking Hour.
Celibacy Rocks meetup. They've got a lot that you might find interesting.
Beyond me.
Yes, that's dropping out right now as we speak. Okay, well.
Too much fun on the show. Too much fun.
And before we actually get in the news, you sort of told us about the price of Bitcoin. I don't really have any news article about it. It's been trading sideways basically between mid-9400, mid-9500 for the past, three or four, 5 days maybe?
Oh, yeah.
And which is a relatively long time. But there's been these spikes, these sudden spikes downward, even a couple of sudden upwards. And it just comes right back into that range. Whatever volume and force pushes it down is ready to react back up.
There's people in there buying.
Down and up.
There's people in there that are ready to buy at 9,500.
And there's people that are ready to sell before it gets to 10,000.
10,000, yeah. Eventually, one of them loses. And that's when the move happens. So, and I'm assuming, since it's 9,000 to 9,150 is that important level there. It needs to take that out. We've gone and touched it a couple times, but it's been bought up right away.
Why does it need to be taken out? And where would we need to take it out?
It's a psychological level. It's also an important extension.
Why can't we take out the levels. Number to the top?
Well, if we do, if we take out 10,320, then yes, then
well, let's
I think
just do
we
that.
Should. That's what I want to see happen. I mean, who's left selling their stuff here? Who's left? Are you selling anymore?
Well, it depends on if it takes out the bottom.
Exit. That's what he's made
I follow the anti-talking market philosophy. I am greedy, impulsive, impatient, and the fourth thing I'm
you're
going to
hand me the keys and say, Andy, lock the door up. Is that what you're going
to
say?
No, I'm never handing you the keys. All right, let's move on.
What's going on today?
For you.
I love that blues song.
The late Greg Allman.
Is that who that was?
Yeah, he bequeathed that.
He used to live here, didn't he?
In Brooklyn? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
I knew.
Well, and by here you mean the general Manatee County area.
The general Manatee County area, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. There's so many anecdotes.
Barry Bonds, all them guys are living here.
We won't. Those are some of those other good old days that
those
we've talked about
days,
on the shows around here. But you make your good old days.
That's
and it takes new days to make new good old days. And that's what the philosophy of Tron CEO Justin Sun is. He couldn't attend the much ballyhooed lunch. You know,
how do you turn down Warren? How do you cancel Warren Buffett?
Who still uses ballyhooed?
I
mean, everybody on these crypto websites is like barely 22, if they're that old.
Mm-hmm.
And they use, I guess, maybe that's how they think we talk in Estonia or something, wherever they find these reporters. Anyway, the much ballyhooed lunch on Thursday of
so
last week.
So they couldn't find that word anticipated.
With finance titan Warren Buffett, because of kidney stones, it didn't happen. That didn't stop him, however, from briefly mingling with influencers at a Tron-organized party for Thursday night in San Francisco.
Right. I saw some of the pictures, too. No kidney stones there.
This comes a day after the Sun penned an apology to the public, to media, to regulators, most important, the Chinese government,
yes.
For over-marketing the Buffett lunch. Now, I've heard of over-marketing the buffet lunch, but how you over-market the Buffett lunch, I'm not sure. He didn't specify which regulators he was referring to, but the letter has so far only been posted in Chinese. Now, quoting,
can he go home? I would not want to be going back.
Well, he was back a few days ago, and then he came over to San Francisco, like it was just a night out picking up something at 7-Eleven, and past kidney stones on the 747 that you're coming over in. Change of pressure or something.
Yeah.
That's the whole. That's how you get rid of
the vibration.
Well, that probably contributes too. But I'm thinking you get up there and the pressure drops. Past those kidney stones,
done.
You're in San Francisco before you know it. Anyway, quoting Justin, I want to call him Justin Tron, but he should just get his name changed.
That should be it.
Justin's son, Tron CEO, quoting him here. In the future, due to my illness, I will take some rest. He wrote in a Weibo post. Now, that's not...
Was that before or after the party?
Weibo's wobble. That's Weibo, the Chinese chat platform. Continuing the quote, all efforts should return to blockchain tech development from marketing and hyping. So he was giving up the marketing and hyping of his blockchain technology to concentrate on the development of it, I guess, until he got to the YouTube influencers. Now, we have to be your eyes and eyes of this picture. There's no audio, but just
looks like a man in pain to me.
On it looks like a balcony in San Francisco, and next to him on the right hand side,
I'm looking at the left.
Well, his right, your left.
Okay,
is a relatively young lady. In a tank top with some interesting tattoos. Looks like a shoulder with... Is that like an assault rifle with a coming out of a heart?
Yeah.
And then some other stuff on her forearm that I can't make out.
And drinking, two guys staring at her in the back.
Well, that, you think... It's San Francisco. I mean...
Maybe they're staring at him.
Anyway, there's... she's got her...
that one guy's looking pretty good.
There's
like
a guy a little overweight that you'd expect to see at the Comic Con.
Yeah.
With it looks like his Red Bull. And then
that guy looks a little looks like some stalkers.
Four guys looking like they belong at the Comic Con.
Yeah.
And,
or in jail.
And actually, all six of these people are behaving around the young woman, just like six guys at a Comic Con.
Yeah, exactly.
We're
digressing there.
Yeah, we're back talking about Warren Buffett and Justin Sun. Despite the postponement of the main event, of which they claim that Sun submitted the $4.6 million, I have seen that printed several places,
okay.
But I haven't seen the charity press release of them getting that. Anyway.
Well, we're not going to assume they didn't.
After party plans for Sun's confab, the much ballyhooed confab.
That sounds about right for him.
With Buffett proceeded as planned. 10 YouTubers were flown into San Francisco for Tron Influencer Day to celebrate the one-year anniversary of Tron's acquisition of BitTorrent. The storied, somebody loves some obscure adjectives, the storied file-sharing platform founded in 2004.
I remember that.
Yeah, so he's bought it, but there's a little wrinkle to that, too. Meanwhile, BitTorrent founder, in other words, who founded that company that Tron bought last year, former CEO, Bron Cohen, seemed highly displeased, quote, anybody know if Justin Sun is hard up for cash? Quote. He isn't letting the last payment for BitTorrent get out of escrow. Sun flatly denied the accusation. It has nothing to do with me. For a guy that's sort of hard to find, he always seems to be easy to find for these quotes.
Yeah.
Anyway, it appeared to be an odd bookend for a week-long saga about polarizing entrepreneurs. I don't have the byline on who wrote this.
I keep seeing that girl, though, flashing by.
Yeah, well, any excuse.
You have to say Tron is probably the epitome of crap coins.
Well, it has value.
Yeah,
it has hardly any value, but if it's going to be the platform for a new smart contract, not being expensive is actually a good feature. But anyway.
Unless you're invested.
No new date for the
post. Unless you sold your Bitcoin.
We don't know anybody like that. No. A new date for the postponed lunch has yet to be announced. Now, I know you're probably wondering why I'm spending so much time on Justin Sun, because really, we've seldom talked about him this much in the past.
No.
Or Tron. Probably not in a year and a half have we talked much about Tron. But I couldn't resist because I actually have the apology letter translated that he said. Now, this is legit. I'm not making... This isn't my translation of it, although people may think that I might be making this up. So it was published on Weibo, that Chinese chat platform, and this is the translation I'm quoting. He, quote, sincerely apologizes to the public, media, officials, and regulatory authorities. for his over-marketing action, to paraphrase, of his highly anticipated charity lunch with billionaire investor Warren Buffett. Continuing the quote, "My intention of having the lunch with Buffett was because of my admiration for him and my enthusiasm for charity. It was simple, but also with self-interest to promote the blockchain industry and my project. But my immature, naive, and impulsive conduct with my big mouth have turned it into an out-of-controlled and failed over-marketing hype that has led to a significant series of unexpected consequences." Now, side note, I don't know how that caused the kidney stone.
Yeah.
"During the whole process," continuing the quote, "I went from being excited to worried.
For my life.
Agonized, and then terrified and regretful." Which I think are the five stages of kidney stones, aren't they?
Yeah. Marriage, maybe.
"It led to a negative influence on the public and also drew concerns from regulators who care about me."
Again, you know, I'm going off the road here. I'm going off the rails, and I'm thinking someone from the Chinese regulating authority wrote that and said, "You better post this."
Again, I want to say, I am sorry. Now, that was just excerpts. He didn't specify what regulators he was talking about, but he did mention regulators 13 times in the entire letter. He has only published the apology in Chinese. And following quote, "Moving forward, due to my illness, I will take some rest, reduce my publicity on Weibo and media interviews. All the effort spent on publicity stunt need to go back to technology development." I guess he sort of decided that needed to be reiterated. And on Wednesday, he said in a tweet he's feeling much better and seems to be back to working at full speed on Friday after he got back from the Thursday YouTube party in San Francisco.
So let me get on Tuesday, he has kidney stones. On Wednesday, he's cured.
He's feeling better.
Okay. He puts out his apologies. And on Thursday, he's at the...
Couldn't catch a flight to make lunch with Buffett, but
he could,
catch the evening party with the YouTube
influencer. YouTube devs. Okay. And then on Friday, he's going back to work.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it makes sense to me.
All right. So...
Celtron.
Now that... is not necessarily news you can use, but it's news we can't resist. And we don't talk politics on this show.
No.
But this is the kind of story that I lead with, much like when that senator got caught in the airport bathroom when I was doing morning drive news talk.
Okay.
You just can't lead with any other story.
No, you have to come out with that one.
Yeah, I have to go with the kidney stones and Warren Buffett and the woman with the heart tattoo with the assault rifle. Anyway.
Hey, she was pretty cute, though.
She was the cutest one in that photo.
Yeah, she sure was.
And, of course, we didn't see the other four YouTube influencers.
I think
wish we could find out her YouTube channel.
Yeah.
So we could put her influence.
You think, Justin Sun's over there, there'd be a bunch of girls.
I bet if we went
that
to
was Motley Crue.
Or the Justin Sun Twitter file, we can find out who those people were. But we're going to move on because we got serious news.
Okay.
Serious news, like BACT, the Bitcoin futures platform, is closing in on a Q3 launch date. An anonymous source close to the company reportedly. Now you got the
is this the New York Times? Is this a New York Times article?
No, okay. the block.
Okay. Is it owned?
The New York Times of crypto.
Yeah.
We have
an anonymous source that has an anonymous source.
Now, you've got the parent company with the CEO of the New York Stock Exchange, who is married to the CEO of
BACT. Yep.
But we have an anonymous source close to the company. Anyway, this is a report on July 26th, a couple of days. It said it received a copy of a slide deck.
A slide deck? Who uses those anymore?
I'm thinking, is that like the
slide? Yeah, the old projectors. Boy. Yeah, yeah. This story has like, so much credibility.
Is this like Mad Men from AMC when they were doing the presentation?
We stole the projector.
No sense paying for Microsoft Office.
Who needs Adobe?
PowerPoint. Bulletin Google Slides is free, guys.
Yeah.
Anyway, in any case, Bakkt still needs the New York Department of Financial Services to approve its warehousing service, the company's proposed cold storage solution for safely storing private keys. According to the report, gaining the approval would give Bakkt permission to operate as a limited-purpose trust company. Talked about that before. And I guess it must be just like a done deal that a New York regulator will have everything done in 3 or 4
Why is it always New York holding everybody up?
Well, because they want to be doing it on the New York Stock Exchange.
And, is that what it is?
Well, not on, like, not transacted on the New York Stock Exchange, but that's where they are, and they got to, you know, they can't be walking through the New York Stock Exchange, being the CEO with your main squeeze, your wife that runs the Bakkt Corporation.
Yeah, without New York
and
approval.
Say, oh, so you got my private keys for my Bitcoin? And they're like, well... Could you go over to New Jersey? We got them in the locker at the Newark airport. but pretty soon, we're going to be able to bring them into New York.
Well, that takes you back to some 80s movies.
We'll be like a limited-purpose trust company.
Yeah.
Anyway, Fundstrat's managing director and quant strategist, the quaint quant strategist over at Fundstrat, it's not Tom Lee, predicts the launch in Q3. In a Twitter post, so that's like it's a done deal.
Yeah.
There appears to be a critical mass of adopters ready to come on board a day one of the Bakkt launch, with a sales team gaining traction among brokers, market makers, prop trading desks, and liquidity providers. Well, that'll be just a sunny day around the Bakkt headquarters.
You know, and it's interesting because they had an interview with the Ameritrade CEO, and they asked him about cryptocurrencies. And he said they have received over 60,000 emails and telephone calls about trading Bitcoin.
How many?
60,000.
How many of those were Phil?
Yeah. At least 5,000. So we'll take that out. 55,000. But, I mean, that's pretty amazing. I mean, there's a lot of demand for it.
Well, interesting, Square will be reporting earnings this week. And the actual money they make off selling Bitcoin is small compared to the, you know, the billion-dollar company that it is. But what it does, what is interesting, if you compare quarter over quarter, is the growth of the user purchases, as far as the number of users purchasing Bitcoin, and actually the volume of Bitcoin that gets purchased too, because I don't even think they make 2% off the Bitcoin. They probably wish they were Coinbase.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll see what that.
Probably
we'll
got
tell
better customer
about
service
next Monday
than Coinbase.
When we're back. But speaking of this, this was actually the Grayscale and Bitcoin Investment Trust. We're still talking about highfalutin, much ballyhooed New York Bitcoin trading that goes on, and of course GBTC is the over-the-counter Bitcoin ETF, the only one that you can get in the U.S. Anyway, the Grayscale Investment Trust sponsored this study. A new study found that 83% of American investors would consider preliminary investment in Bitcoin as the asset gains traction among our ever more mainstream audience. Yeah. Oh, I guess we're quoting them now. It didn't have quotes on it, but me and you and everyone we know. Did I not cut and paste this right? I guess this is excerpts of it that I should have.
You probably should have read the whole article.
I did more than read the whole article. I'm offended by that implication. I actually went to the 13-page PDF
to find out the
methodology of this, which I put at the bottom of this.
If you've ever seen one of Henry's takedowns for rundowns for a day, it's about 30 pages itself.
I've condensed them down to around 20 pages.
Okay.
Over the 2 years here.
So what's going on with Grayscale?
Well, anyway, this was a 2019 investor study, and they surveyed 1,100 investors.
Cool.
Now, that would sound like a lot of people, but as I got to the actual methodology of it, it was conducted by Q8 Research between March 28th and April 3rd of this year with respondents between age 25 and 64. I don't know why they didn't go over 64.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was it was an online survey. So you know that it was obviously accurate, truthful, and representative of the investing public as a whole. They had to have at least $10,000 in household investable assets, excluding workplace retirement plans or real estate. I'm sure the people online are like, I just want to answer the questions. Yeah, sure. And at least $50,000 in household income. There are 1,100 respondents, as I said previously. Anyway, the questions were pretty much fishing for positive answers. The 36% of investors would consider an investment in Bitcoin of any allocation. A still higher figure, 83% out of 1,100, revealed they were strongly motivated by the prospect of dipping their toes into crypto with a small investment in Bitcoin. I have no idea how they phrased that. But first of all,
you missed the question. Would you dip your toes in cryptos?
If you could spend the least amount possible, would you buy some Bitcoin?
Sure.
And these are 1,100 people online that went to the trouble of doing a Bitcoin survey.
Yeah.
How shocking. Anyway, the only thing that really was unusual here, because we've got a graphic here of the average investor versus the Bitcoin-interested investor. And not surprisingly, there's more Republicans in the average investor to Democrats, but it's not that much difference, 41 to 36.
So you know it's flawed right there.
That sounds about right.
I was just kidding.
That's 3-2.
Yeah. I thought it was Trump's polling data there when the first poll went up.
You get the right online survey, you probably match it up too. Anyway, Bitcoin interested, 37% of Democrats, 42% of Republicans. So you get 1% more of everything there. The income says it's pretty much, I'm not going to go through. The only place where you see
a
stark difference, the average investor, 49% are male, 51% are female. Bitcoin interested investors, 57% are male, 43% are female. That seems normal.
They're more conservative. Women are better investors. I haven't invested.
They've heard so many dates talk about their Bitcoin and how much money they made on it. I don't want to touch his Bitcoin.
I wonder if they would have done that with Tron. What the statistics would have been 80% men, 1% women would have invested in it. Men are so dumb when it comes to investing. Except for here on the show. Yeah. We are the exceptions.
This next story is actually the most exciting story that I have today and actually in several weeks. I actually signed up for this. See, and I'm saying that before I read the story to build the anticipation with the listeners to want to know what could possibly be so important and exciting that Henry, the jaded and ballyhooed host of a Bitcoin show for 2 years, would find it impulsively to sign up. Bitcoin reward shopping app Lolli, have you ever heard of that? Lolli, has partnered with major American grocery chain Safeway to give customers 3.5% back in Bitcoin on all their purchases.
Whoa. Is that true?
It's more than true. This is true, but you'd have to say, well, why do you care, Henry? Because there's no Safeways that are worth driving to.
No.
Although they are an Albertsons company subsidiary that used to be in this state. So we almost had a chance if Bitcoin had been around 25 years ago. Anyway, this is going to be available at 894 locations. It's a rewards system, you know, like you get your points when you buy stuff. So, you know, if you had your choice of getting your Winn-Dixie points versus Bitcoin, you would say, give me the Bitcoin. Well, according to the blog post announcing the partnership, Safeway We'll have those in 894 locations. The system will reward customers in Satoshis, the name given to 100 millionth of one Bitcoin, the smallest unit of cryptocurrency. Now, don't let that throw you off, because it's still 3.5% of your purchase
that
you're going to get back. Well, could this possibly be? You're live on the air.
Please stop what you're doing and listen to this very important message.
Sure.
In the next 2 seconds, I'm going to give you access to some information that can absolutely change your life for the better.
More than Bitcoin reward points at Safeway? I got
that. Oh, God. Even here at the radio show. We shouldn't have put the number out there earlier.
Well, I don't think the robocalls really need us to tell them the number. Anyway, so in an interview with Yahoo Finance, Lolly CEO and co-founder Alex Adelman said teaming up with one of the most well-recognized. Anyway, I'm going to cut through this because it makes all, you know, they're excited about it. It got my attention and all like that. But what actually happened when I investigated this further? So it turns out that they've been doing quite a bit. And I get farther down in the article, as Cointelegraph reported earlier this summer, Lolly has recently added major booking service Hotel.com to its partner.
What?
So Hotel.com, I'm thinking, well, I just booked my September trip with Hotel.com.
You didn't give me 3%
so
reward?
I didn't know about it then. But I could have.
Wow.
Also, well, let me just cut to the chase. So I go to Lolly.com.
All right.
And there are incredible stores there. It, you know, you think you have Safeway and Hotels.com, and that's probably it.
Yeah.
Walmart.
What?
Walmart is on there. Best Buy.
You're kidding me.
I am not.
You know how much I... Oh, my God. Wow.
Which one are you more excited about? Walmart?
You have no idea. And Best Buy, too, though.
Do you do any of your business purchases there?
Absolutely.
Well, you should be even more excited than I was, but I started looking to shop right away.
Because
I needed some tennis shoes. Yeah, I'm getting a little tired of this thing.
So you just go on Lolly and...
And you sign up, and you don't even have to give really any personal information. It's not a know-your-customer kind of thing.
Oh, so you just get a wallet.
Yeah, when you want to take it out of the wallet, you got to, you know, get some ID.
Okay.
All that might change. But the point being is that Walmart's 3.5%. Booking.com is there, so you can get your plane tickets.
Oh, wow.
Best Buy, of course, you know, that get some high ticket items there right now. Adidas, I was looking at Adidas tennis shoes, they give 6% in rewards.
I just saw someone at 12%.
Yeah. What store is Harry's? Is that a men's clothing store?
Yeah.
I think that's like 9%.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So the only here
are the flowers.
You'll spin that list up. Andy's using a touchscreen. You can flip that thing up, and it'll still have to load more.
You're kidding.
It goes on and on and on.
Have you signed up for it?
Yes.
Have you used it?
Well, I started to shop on it.
Okay.
But let me tell you, this is good stuff here. It was exciting. If you had to do everything through that website, it would still be good. But you don't. All you do from that website, you can look and get information, but you just download the extension for Chrome. And then when you go to the links, so like you go to Walmart.com and on your Chrome browser it says Lolly has been activated. Or you go to the other store and it says Lolly has been activated. So the only catch, and if you want to call it a catch, is you have to, they don't have a mobile app, so you have to do it on like a regular Chrome browser.
Just added it to my browser.
Yeah.
Right on the Apple browser.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I mean, I have Chrome, so I wasn't looking for the Apple browser, but it makes sense that it would be there.
Wow. That's so cool.
Yes.
3% back?
Right.
Wow.
I mean, you talk about people contribute to your 401k.
Hell, you can shop and get rich.
Yes.
That's
you don't have to do anything. Now, I hate shopping at Walmart.
Yeah.
I
don't like going in.
Yeah. But I will now start doing my non-perishable stuff online and do the pickup. On the outside.
Yeah. I have a friend that actually does that. Very nice. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I want to let the Walmart employee pick out my chicken and my steaks and things like that. But anything that's just prepackaged,
I don't mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. What the hell? You know why? Because you gotta say, hey, this is not right, and they make right on it.
Okay. Well, regardless.
And they don't want Pete to get a bad reputation. But anyways, going on the lolly.
I mean,
pretty cool, man.
I'm going to test it out, but I foresee, you know, anything I was going to Walmart, I'm going to be buying through this.
Done.
My airline tickets,
I'm
going to
be rich with
Melissa.
You know how much Melissa shops on? Oh my God.
Does she like to go online?
Oh my God, we get packages daily.
So why isn't Amazon doing this? Because they want to have like their own
Amazon
and control everything.
Yeah. And they may one day, but Lolly's putting, you know, a little pressure on there.
So we have to get over our excitement here. And
yes.
We're going to play a break, and we will come back, and we will get to some other important news for you right here on the Henry Rain Show.